three grey lag geese just jumped into the water south near the lake. Walking from South Mere Lake at the Swiss flyoverhead towards Crossness. Yeah, beautiful. The smell down there was extraordinary, wasn't it, Alex? The smell of, yeah, it smelled like
wild garlic and
almost mint. There was a mint smell, flavour. There was that freshness that the water's just been waiting for it, hasn't it?
Up here used to be a spring, didn't there? Where the spring came out in the hill, it fell a little bit further out. When we got the meadow and around
there. Yeah. Polish walkers. Suddenly think of Conrad. Yes, we're right at the right of the on the valley, and you can see on the ground the actual. It's like it's been a river just here, running into the stream. across the impacted earth.
And you see the young oak seedlings.
Well, I guess so there aren't so many deer in this park, really. No deer.
None.
Encouraged.
There must be some. Some minstrel.
We're now entering the Crossness Southern Marshes. Thank you.
we've got all that there now.
It's going very far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Walked up from the river. Out into a meadow. It's one of those magic places that have been particularly out of London. It's just like making proper view. As I said, the steam rising up the grass. That's the stream. Is this the Kenwood stream? Let's go to the Kenwood stream. Okay. We're going to walk back up from the small stream we followed there.
Drinking fountains where they use
the water. It's always understood it's natural water. It used to have a really red tinge to it.
Okay. There's some iron deposit.
Iron deposits, yeah. I haven't realised it was a sand.
Just dumped here.
No, it's a natural.
Okay. Well, I mean, talking about after the deluge.
This is the
end of the Ice Age. I read this piece in the London Review of Books about the formation of the North Sea. And how it was all massively dammed up, talking about dam. Literally in a few hours, the whole thing collapsed and a whole sea just rushed through. So all the gravel deposits, all the sort of, like Dogger, all that sort of areas, is a sort of aftermath of that event. And it would have washed away anyone who was living there, anything. It was just a catastrophe.
It's extraordinary just to be those gulls going over now.
Yeah. Perhaps that is the origin of all the flood myths. So it is the end of the Ice Age. All these catastrophic...
The mist is rolling down the hill here.
Yeah. So what is the building now, Alex? The castle?
Athlone House.
Ah.
Athlone House. They're going to knock it down.
Is it in the heath?
No, it's just outside.
Right.
And
so is the heath a common as such?
Yeah, it's common. Part of it is common land.
Okay, yeah. So not all of the heath is common. It's owned by the London Corporation.
I think it's managed by the Corporation of London.
Did they not buy some of it to do with the water? It was to do with the water and management, building the ponds. They bought some of it.
Right. And the National Trust, Kenwood House itself is National Trust. The Kenwood. And just down there was where there was a chap who lived down there in the grounds of Athlone House and built himself a little home.
Right.
And was eventually allowed to keep it because he.
Squatters' rights.
They've lived there so long in the countryside.
Yeah.
They were in land. The pool is great for sledging when there's snow. You can get a good.
Yeah.
You end up down in the.
Down in the river bottom. Now we're looking, if we walk with our backs, walking backwards up the hill, the mist is behind us. Just. Above the trees is the glinting Singapore of London, the unfortunate new skyline as designed by Boris and his ilk. And that would not have been the site when Keats and his confreres wandered through the heat.
Down the bottom there, down by the open air theatre, isn't it? But can you not walk round the other way? Round the fence, down that way. Let's try. Yeah, but we can try getting into that one. Try and walk into the stage. Because they're not going to be in the Penwood House and stage. With a cannon, aren't they? The sun just set. Dark with the clouds. So when was the last time you came to an event at Kenwood House?
I think the last outdoor event in the Tom Jones performing by the lake.
Okay. Well, let's leave that
different.
Then. Let's leave that then.
Yeah.
The Blackbird of Wales.
He was very majestic.
So how long ago was this?
A few years ago.
Being cagey about that.
That's probably about 4 weeks ago. It rained.
Yeah. This is much more of an English summer evening.
slightly damp.
Slightly chilled.
Yeah.
It's sort of pass through the gaps in the trees.
Yeah. It's actually a beautiful kind of meadow in front, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fake meadow.
There's even a fake bridge.
Yeah. Well, I think the bridge is... I mean, what I mean by fake is that it's definitely a manicured lawn with park-like trees in it. The trees are not normal. Probably had deer there originally, or grazing animals.
We used to come hunting in these woods.
Well, this is something I found out. They still had otter hunts and fox hunts in North London, South London, until the 1930s.
Mm.
Yeah. Can you imagine that, otter hunts in the 1930s? Less than 100 years ago, they were still...
Well, when was Tarka written?
Well, that was in the 1940s, I think. I think he wrote it during the war, actually.
Amazing mist over there.
Mm.
The field running down from Canada to the lake.
So I'm just going to describe the English Heritage 2 meter rule.
Yeah.
The male has a Greek hoplite helmet on. Don't know what that's about. And the female has what I can only assume is a kind of tin hat from the war, keep off the bombs. Not sure about that.
Quite unusual, isn't it? Jones would say.
Yeah, quite unusual. Yeah, it's sort of.
It's not unusual.
English heritage didn't quite caught up with times. Or. Following Boris Johnson, quoting from the Greeks. Misquoting. Oh, there's a fox. There's a fox. Yep. And the fox is there. He's got the home. Oh, there he is. The fox saw Vixen just by the lake at the bottom of Kenwood here. In fact, I mean, I've seen him years ago. I sat by that pond and had a picnic.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. They were free, weren't they? Yeah, I remember. I mean, I saw George Murray playing free, definitely. That was fun. And maybe George Holland. I don't know if the Pogues ever played at Kenwood. They should do. They should have done. So this is the sort of evening as a watery fox would come face to face with a stag. Yeah. Almost doesn't look like a fox. Too big. Yeah. We'd come here 8 weeks ago, not a sound of cars about.
just the cars come back and put them back down there. So we're weaving through the undergrowth of brambles underneath these oak trees to get to the course of Kenwood here, bottom of the lake. So this is believed to be the source of, I guess so, we're walking in a direction of possibly a... I'm sure the dogs, I mean normally the heath is absolutely heaving with man's best friend.
be another tree at the time. Certainly some elder. Nature is always bordering on the urban, mechanized concrete of the roads and the tower blocks. Between 2007 and 2009, almost 50% of Crossness Marshes was given up for development, and there is further plans. And this feels autumnal, early spring, be more autumnal, sort of a wetness, like an evening moisture.
under the lake now. Under the dust forest. And just echoing across the water from one side to another. Magic. What sort of birds were those like? Was it a lap? Sort of lap wing sound? I don't know. It must have been a some sort of watery bird. Not just lap birds, a brushy songbird. Yeah, yeah. The chorus of Dynamics, or what can we say? Chorus. Down the bottom here, and there's little irises, aren't they? Iris. No, yeah, irises, yeah, yellow irises.
So
it must be quite wet here. Feels pretty dry. Yeah. Slumping down towards Canary Wharf. I mean, this is a magic night. It reminds me, I don't know, walking in the Highlands or something, or somewhere. That mist. And the fact it is empty. I've walked across here, it's actually packed. I think that rain definitely not stopped getting better for other people.
sea. I feel a member of a swimming group there, you should be swimming year round.
Okay. So at the moment, are they all completely rebuilt and closed?
Yeah, they're all closed at the moment.
Okay.
I'm not sure when they reopen.
I mean, swimming is a bit of a one, isn't it? The social distancing, and it's very much a changing mood. Yeah. So we may start or come across some other foxes now.
We're quiet.
There's another green ghost walking along on that. I mean, I really don't want to care, but I mean, it's obviously a very important sort of landmark now, isn't it? There's another, they're like moving bushes. Couples walking back across the heath. Not many single people walking across the heath now. Do I was going around? We're in Crossness Marshes, nearly at the final point before the southern marshes move to the northern, what just called Crossness Marshes. We've just crossed a bridge which has been vandalised for some time.